This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chants of USA for President Trump from the Philly faithful. He visited on the final day of the Men's College Wrestling Championships at the Wells Fargo Center yesterday. Before the event, hundreds of protesters flocked to the stadium complex in South Philly to meet up with him on his first visit to Pennsylvania during his second presidency, and KYW's Nigel Thompson was there.
Around 300 protesters lined Patterson Avenue east of NRG Station, chanting against President Trump and his actions almost 3 months into his second term. They compared him to a king and demanded a defense of democracy. Some honked in support as they drove by in their cars, and others screamed expletives in disagreement.
The reason I wanted to do this is I am a parent of two young children, and I'm scared of what the world's going to look like for them.
Margaret O'Hara was one of the organizers of the protest of Trump's arrival, which she said came together in just 48 hours. One of her big fears is the dismantling of the Department of Education, which Trump initiated this past week with an executive order.
They are to make sure that your child is getting services in school, is being treated fairly.
The Department of Education can't be completely dismantled without congressional action, and early indicators are that Trump doesn't have enough support. MJ, another organizer, said there needs to be more pushback from the other side of Congress.
You have the power to do something about it. Like, don't just sit there, don't finger waggle, do something. We have to have more people that are speaking out beyond corporate interests and for the common people.
In South Philly, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.